mining laws passed as recently as the late 1970s. And I know, you know, for a lot of millenniums or whatever, you know, that just immediately followed the Big Bang. But the fact of the matter is, the 70s weren't really that long ago. I mean, I was a teenager in the 70s. When I was born in the 60s, there were no mining laws. So people came in, they made a mess, and they left. There was nothing stopping them from doing whatever they wanted to do. It was truly the Wild West. And so people do confuse. They conflate in their minds pre-law sites with active sites. And that's to Grand's point, is a lot of these, you know, these sites they see, maybe they see a waterway running orange. They think, oh, that's mining. No, that's a pre-law site. We don't permit mines that are just going to randomly drain into streams, right? Those are all pre-law sites, and we inherited thousands and thousands of them when laws were passed in the 1970s. So we do what we can in partnership with others, Department of Public Health and Environment, EPA, watershed groups, nonprofit groups such as Trout Unlimited. You know, we partner with them and we do what we can. But there are issues surrounding funding sources and also liability issues. And I won't deep dive into that. It'll get way too weedy too fast. But we absolutely do chip away at it every year and do what we can. So, but that's so important to really distinguish between these pre-law sites that existed before mining laws and active mines now that are fairly heavily regulated by not only us, but in the case of coal, the Office of Surface Mining, which is a federal agency within the Department of Interior. I don't know if you remember the Gold King release, but Gold King blew and it came down Cement Creek and into the Los Animas River. You probably saw it. Yellow water. You know, we tried for an entire year, because we had press on us for a year after that. We tried for a year to make that a teachable moment, to say this is not an active site. This is a pre-law site that EPA was trying to address, and it blew. So we do try and educate people about that all the time. You know, other than that, obviously it's material or a resource we all use. And just to know that our regulations are fairly stringent regulations. The mineral regulations, so like for hard rock sites, say gold, molybdenum, you know, those sites, that is state by state. And we have some of the most stringent regulations in the country, in Colorado. And then the coal regulations, those are federal regulations. So that is normalized throughout the states. And then the federal government delegates the program to us. And if we are regulating in a fashion that is at least as protective as their regulations, then we're allowed to continue.